Menachos, Perek Yud, Mishnah Beis. We're continuing our discussion of the Karva, of the Korban Ha'Omer. Mitzvah Sa'Omer Lovoi Min HaKoriv. The mitzvah the Lechatchila was, and this is a klal that's known as Ein Mavirin Ala Mitzvah, is to take a mitzvah from something that's closer. A person has a matzah in front of him that he can make the bracha, and he has a matzah further away, you take the matzah that's closer. Ein Mavirin Ala Mitzvah. Memela, to go further away from Yerushalayim, when the tvua that's closest to Yerushalayim is available for the mitzvah, also fits this klal, and therefore the mitzvah is min hakorev. Now, l'chare, there's a stira glui to this. In the 8th perek, earlier, in perek ches, we have that they would bring the menochos from places that were further from Yerushalayim. Why? Because it was a mitzvah to be mevi min hamuvchar. It's not necessarily a fact that right next to Yerushalayim was the best quality tvua to bring for any korban mincha. What am tein mavir nala mitzvahs? L'chayro, what one has to say is that there's a fundamental chiluk between a korban mincha sa'omer and other menachos. Other menachos, there's no din when you walk out of Yerushalayim that mincha is toned to be brought. The person wants to bring a korban mincha, he'll cut from tvua, which is better, and there's no din, there's no imperative to take from the closest. The nekuda over here is because a chelek of the mitzvah, as we keep on pointing out, of the mincha sa'omer is the ktsira. All the tvua in Eretz Yisrael come the night of the 16th of Nisan is oimid l'ktsira for the korban mincha. Therefore, since the etzim tvua that's in the ground is kilu oimid l'kach, so Mel, that's why there's an ein mavirin ala mitzvahs. There's no ein mavirin ala mitzvahs where there's no din in the zach alein. There's only a din mitzvah the person that he has to be mekayim the mitzvah. Again, the example that we gave of matzahs is matzahs are on the table. Every matzah is oimid, if it was baked l'shmo, is oimid to be eaten like be mekayim the mitzvah of berev toichlu matzahs. So that would be an equivalent to this. Other menachos, you don't have such a din. There is l'maisa another option, and this is brought, take a look in the Teis Yomtiv. The Gemara does bring that there's, besides for the klal v'ein mavirin ala mitzvahs, another option why by korban oimid dafka there would be this imperative of bringing to the korov. Because the pasuk says, Geres Karmel, this is in Perek Beis in Vayikra, Geres Karmel takriv is minchas bikurecho. The Karmel means the tvua which is soft, because it's from the beginning of the season, it was brought, that's mamish when it ripened. And if you go further away from Yerushalayim, it's going to not be as soft because it's going to have time to harden, the wind, the sun. So memela, there's a mitzvah to bring from the softer right after it's cut. Because of that, there's an inyan to bring korv from Yerushalayim. That's for sure a unique halacha in that din, which is the din of the korban ha'omer. So that's why there's a mitzvah. And again, even like the klal v'ein mavirin ala mitzvahs, we're explaining that zdafka a din in the minchas ha'omer. Loi biker hakorav liyushalayim, if he did not take that which is closest to Yerushalayim, if he knows him b'kol mokim. The Mefarshim point out that b'kol mokim over here means in Eretz Yisrael dafka, not from chutz l'aretz. Ma'ase shebo migagos tzrifin, there was, once upon a time, the Mefarshim explained from the Gemara that this is by the Melchoma that took place, there was a civil war that took place in the middle of Tkufas Ba'isheni between two claimants to the throne of the Chashmonaim, Hyrcanus and Aristobulus. The Gemara has a few mitzvahs that happened. There was a siege on Yerushalayim, so the whole area around Yerushalayim was impossible. They had to bring it from a faraway place. It seems like everybody knows that this place is far away, Gagas Tzvifim, from Yerushalayim. Ushtehalechem, Mibika Saint Seichas. Ushtehalechem had the same type of mitzvah that year, and they had to bring from a place far away from Yerushalayim, Bika Saint Seichas. What's the Mishnah Mechadish here? Does it make a difference? Once we know that you're allowed to bring Mikol Mokom, where specifically you would bring from, what's the halacha? Could be that what's Neschadish over here, the Mepharshim say, is the fact that even though the Stomad Mishnah is that this halacha is about the mitzvah Sa'imir, but the same is true, Legabi the Shtei Alechem. Now, Legabi, the reason of Emavir and Alamitzvah, the same is true about the Shtei Alechem. Even though the Torah does not delineate the Bekutzuchem the same way, but the Shtei Alechem is a hemshich of the Mincha Sa'imer, so also there's a din over there of to be maybe from the Tvur, there's a din of Ein Mavirin Ala Mitzvahs. The Pasuk of Geres, Karmel Takav is Minchas Bikurecha, L'Chayra, is only going on the Mincha Sa'imer, not the Shtei Alechem. Ken Zayn, that we include the Minchas Bikurecho to bring anything which is like a korban of a reishis. The Minchas Bikurecho, the reishis havas atvua of Sa'irin is taka the Minchas Oimer. But the first chitin from the new crop that were brought with the Shtei Alechem, so maybe that's why it's included in this din. Vinishvi, it sounds from the Mishnah that both these dinim, the Minchas Oimer and the Shtei Alechem, are inherent in this din of Mevi and Mitzvah Lahavi Mitzvah Yerushalayim. Mishnah Gimel, Ketzer HaYoytzim, what was the process? Shluchei Bezdin Yoytzim Me'er of Yom Tiv, they went out before Yom Tiv, Oysen Oyser Krikois, they made small bundles of that which was still Mechubar. That means instead of just having an open field, they went, they staked out where they would bring from, they went to that field, and they prepared it, that it shouldn't be such a Shver Avoy, that they made... They were kosher the Rosh Shibolim together, like a fistful of each group. This way it would cut easily and it would Kadesh Yenech Liktzar. V'chol Ayoris HaSmuchas L'Shom, all the villages around that place, which was Samach Yerushalayim, like we learned before. V'skansois L'Shom, Motzi Yom Tiv Rishon, right after Havdolah, they would start streaming towards that place. They wanted to be there, that should be done, the mitzvah should be done, B'Rabim. It should be done with a big noise and a big piercing. The reason, like we said, is because of the tzedukim. Tzedukim were misalif points in Yiddishkeit. It sounds like they chapped onto things that have to do with Loshna Mikra. I say, you look at the Svarim, Reb Shamshav Al Hirsch and his Pirush Al HaTorah points this out, that every place where the tzedukim stuck their claws in a way that would be misalif adin, it usually has something to do with ikri adas, some type of hashkofa also. They weren't machmirin or mekilim mitzvahs, they were parkei oil. So because of that, whenever you have one of these type of things, Chazal made that the mitzvah should be done be'ezer godl. Kivin shekhoshcho, as soon as it got dark, oim Elohem, the koitzer turns to all the villagers that gathered over there. He says, bo Hashemesh, is it already night time? Is it already nacht? Is it already cholamoid? Oimrim, hein, yes. Bo Hashemesh, it said three times. Oimrim, hein. Magol zu, oimrim, hein. Magol zu, oimrim, hein. This thing to cut with. And again, he said a third time. Then kupazu, oimrim lohein. Kupazu, oimrim lohein. B'Shabbos, if it was on Shabbos, we had a little bit about this before. Oimalohen Shabbazu, should we do it on Shabbos? And the answer is Hein, it's Doich Shabbos. Shabbazu, Oimalohen. Ektor, should I begin? They gave him the command. They roared. They made a basic godl. Ektor, Vemimimimimimimimimimimimimimimim. Sholish Pamal called Dova Vidova, Vemimimimimimimimimimimimim. Hein, Hein. That's the truva on each one of these things. Yeah, there's also, let's say, about the Trumas Halishko, where the Gizbar would take from the coins that were collected from the Machzis HaShekel. Etroim. And everybody who would be there would say Troim. Mishnah Shkolim in the third parak. Yadav Gabi Chalitza. Sreifas Par Aduma. All these type of things. Chazal repeated three times. The place where this is in our world is the fact that we say Kol Nidre. We say it Pupumbi. That all the Nadarma bottle, we say it three times. That's where this minute comes from. The Rishonim said this in Yuma. The Mishnah says what we pointed out before, V'kol kach lomo mipnei ha-baisusim. We call them tzedukim. Baisusim and tzedukim are just different sects, but they're the same thing, that they're makhish, the shalshelis, the messiahs of Chazal. They have their own distorted way of reading the psukim. Shayoimrim enk tzir soimer, p'matzoi yomtif.